Football on Off the Ball.
You can inspire players by what you do on the pitch. You can be quiet but inspired by what you do. And Nathan makes too many mistakes for people to take inspiration from him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Eamon Kelly, Loughmore Castellani manager. Hard luck today, a defeat to Ballygunner. The game sort of just got away from me in that 7 or 8 minutes before half time. John McGrath made it a 1-point game, and next thing it was 10 at half time. What happened?
Yeah, it's like, look, 29 minutes on the clock, and there was 2 points in it. And I said, you know, if we can go in here 2 or 3 points down. And to be fair to them, like, we have been hurting teams in that spell all year, but they took their opportunity. And, you know, they showed composure there, even for the goal they got. They could have tapped over, took their pint, but they went for the jugular. And, you know, there was 10 points in at half time. I think there was 10 or 11 in the finish, you know. Like, so listen, we have to give credit to them. They really pushed on at a very important time.
Yeah, you'd really kept in touch in that first half, and it felt like there was that moment on the sideline where it kind of flared up and the referee gave out 2 yellow cards. It felt like maybe that momentum might help you bridge the gap even more, and you did for a minute. But how did they manage? Like you said, you've done it yourselves. How did they manage to get on top in that spell?
It's very, very difficult to put your finger on how to do it. It's probably experience for them. They're a very experienced team, you know what I mean? They're 10 years now in a Munster club campaign, heading for their 7th final, so they have been there and done that. We'd like to have given a better account of ourselves, you know, but there's times you can only do what you're let do as well, so you have probably to give credit to Ballygunner there. So listen, I think they'll have a big say in this All-Ireland campaign yet.
Yeah, and they have over the last couple of years. Is it days like this when, how special a journey you've been on with the dual success, is it days like this that it catches up on you? Because the lads obviously had football and then football again next week, and you know, it's a heavy pitch there in Walsh Park.
I actually wondered, did they break it? We would be better stay week on week. Could be the answer to that. No, I don't think so. Like, the pitch was fine, everything was fine. We didn't do ourselves justice. I don't think we were a 10 points worse team or 11 points worse team, but and that's the aspect that disappoints us. We've had a great year, and hopefully the lads will push on and try to rectify that result with getting a win in the football and get into a Munster club football final after next week.
It's a phenomenal journey you've been on, Eamon, like, and to do the duel, everyone has been keeping an eye on it this year. What can you say to them in the dressing room? Because they're now going from being crushed on a Sunday to trying to get up for it again next week. What can you say when you're leaving them?
All I can say to them here is that they're lucky enough they can go back on the field on Wednesday night and get this out of their system, because they're not going to be dwelling on this for the next 3 or 4 months. You know, they're fortunate to have the football now to try go out and try get a good performance there and see where it takes them.
Yeah. Eamon Kelly, hard luck today. Well done on the year so far, and
thanks
best
very
of
much. Thank you.
Darragh Sullivan, Ballygunner manager. That was a superb display today, an 11-point win against Loughmore Castellani.
Yeah, you know, apart from maybe the first 15-20 minutes, it was a real battle, and it was that 10 minutes before half time. We scored 1-6 without reply, and that was, you know, we turned the screw there, and that's, we 10 points up at half time, and we're going to have to concede 2 or 3 goals for them to close that gap, you know, and in fairness, we kept it fairly tight.
Yeah, that was a devastating purple patch before half time. And then you get the foot in the throat, as you said, in the second half. How do you do that? How do you turn it on like that and then make hay when you get on top?
I don't know. Certainly our numbers, and from an intensity perspective, weren't the same in the second quarter as we were in the first quarter. So, you know, the numbers would tell us that we worked harder in the second quarter than we did in the first quarter. So maybe that had a lot to do with it.
What are you looking at there?
Actually, looking at tackles, you're looking at intensity, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. Up front as well, you were so sharp. You had 4 or 5 players there tagging on great scores. And Desi Hutchinson got 3. Peter Hogan with 4. Kevin Mahoney with 1-3. But even the interplay, like Patrick Fitzgerald only got a point, but has set up a couple of scores as well. You must be thrilled with that. Like, that's...
Yeah, there's been lads play with plenty of freedom there, you know, and they're all well able to hurl, you know, and they're able to find pockets of space. And, you know, Parry's 5 points in the first half are hugely influential.
Was there a bit of a response to the performance against Doon? Like, Doon obviously had such a tight turnaround and, you know, kept it relatively tight. You won by 5 and you played relatively well, but was there a bit more of a statement today?
Like, our second half performance against Doon was really good. You know, like, if they got that goal and went 7 up, the Stephen pulled off the save. You know what I mean? Then you're really, but there's still 25 minutes left there. You know what I mean? But I'm sure Derek would have closed it out fairly. I wouldn't say there would have been 25 minutes playing hurling that save. But anyway, you know, that was a big moment in that game, you know. But our second half performance against Doon was right up there with our full 60 minutes today.
Yeah, you're into a 5th Munster final in a row. You're chasing 4 in a row. It's either Fecal or Sarsfield. We'll know later on. We know you've lost the last 2 All-Ireland semi-finals after winning in 22. We heard the Dubs talk about it recently, you know, how much it hurt when they lost their 2 semi-finals. Is that something you're tapping into, like the hunger? Like, I know it's 11 water for titles in a row. You're going for 4 Munsters. I know you won't look beyond it, but is that what's driving this team?
Look, we're really good at focusing on the next match, and that's what we've done and that's what we continue to do. Yes, absolutely, we were hurt last year at the All-Ireland semi-final, you know, and the one before against Ballyhale. but you know, there's nothing we can do about that. Only learn the lessons from that day. I'd like to think we have learned the lessons from that day. But listen, we're not back in an Ireland semi-final, we're in a Munster final, and we have a tough day coming ahead of us. You know, your Starsfields are fecal too, formidable outlets, you know, and outfits, and we'll have a look at them today and we'll analyse them, and you know, we'll get back on the horse tomorrow.
Yeah. Enjoy watching that game later on. Well done today and best of luck.
Sound, thanks very much.
Kev Manny, you're cramping coming off the field here in Walsh Park. That's a good sign after a win, a Munster Club semi-final. Happy with today, a 127-116 win against Loughmore Castellani.
Yeah, look, delighted to come out here with a win. You know, we knew coming into today that Loughmore were going to bring a massive test, and you know, they absolutely did that. You know, I think there was only 1 or 2 points in it for the first 20-25 minutes of that game. It was tit for tat, but no, look, we kind of pulled away in the end, and yeah, got the job done into the Munster final.
That's what you would have been expected. You guys met here a couple of years ago and it went right down to the wire, and it was like that for the first 26 minutes. I think John McGrath scores a point and it's a 1 point game. Is it? Do you like being in a battle like that early on? Like, is it easy to get going when the game is like that?
Yeah, look, I suppose it's probably something you have to relish. You know, we absolutely look forward to days like today. You know, these are days you know you grow up and you want to be playing in. So, you know, if it's close like that and it's a battle, you know, we'll relish that and we'll, you know, take on the challenge as it comes.
Yeah, you caught fire then just before half time. I think it was 1-6 you got before the break. O'Keefe puts that puck out onto Desi Hutchinson's paws. He finds Patrick Fitzgerald. It was a pass from Patrick, wasn't it? He was looking for you.
Yeah, Desi kind of was over the shoulder. I'd say he saw Patrick out of the corner of his eye. I don't know how he saw him, but you know, thankfully he got it through to him. And then I suppose Patrick seen me in there at the back post. So yeah, delighted to get it.
It's a fairly devastating attack that you guys have altogether. Pork's radar was on today. I think Peter Hogan got 4 points. You ended up with 1-3. Patrick gets that brilliant assist. He gets a point from play to start the second half. Desi gets 3 points. Mikey's there getting points as well. It must be fun to play in that, is it?
Look, sure, I suppose there's a fair cohort of us that have been there over the last few years. You know, we kind of have that chemistry, I suppose you could say. But, you know, as you said there, you know, it doesn't really matter to us who scores on the day. You know, as long as Ballygunner get the job done, that's all that matters.
Yeah, you're back in your fourth provincial final in a row. You know, you've lost two All-Ireland semi-finals since you last won the All-Ireland. Like, we heard the Dubs talk about the hunger that they had when they lost two semi-finals by a point in the football. Does it feel like that for you when you're trying to get back to what you're trying to do?
Look, to be honest, I think we just take every game as it comes. You know, we didn't look past today the same way we won't look past the next day. You know, we'll you know, get the bodies right after today, recover. You know, we'll have our rest day today and tomorrow, and you know, we'll get back to work for Munster final in 2 weeks. But you know, we absolutely won't be looking beyond that game.
Yeah, Kevin Mahoney, super stuff today. Well done, fantastic performance, and you're flying it. Fair play.
Thanks a million. Cheers.
Football on Off the Ball.
You can inspire players by what you do on the pitch. You can be quiet but inspired by what you do. And Nathan makes too many mistakes for people to take inspiration from him.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.